discussion that was held between Jack Delaney and Mr. Ian Hotchkiss. Ian now resides in one of the Colliery houses on Aberdare Extended property. He was previously an engineer at the Aberdare Extended Power Workshops. He was also a past president of East Cessnock Bowling Club. The discussion took place at Ian's home on Friday, the 26th of March, 1982.
I'd like to take your hat off.
After it all, it is your house. So,
okay.
And this is my note, so don't be worried about it. Ian, when did you come to Cessnock? How did you come here in the first place?
Oh, in 1952, I came to Aberdare Central.
Yeah. Where were you before that?
I was at Berriman.
What, in the electrical field?
Mining.
Mining. And what brought you to Central?
Better job.
As an engineer, electrical engineer?
Engineer at Aberdare Central.
And who was there before you out in Central?
Bill Ray and prior to me would be Bob Stanfield, only for a couple of months.
Bob went to Belbert then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Belbert.
Yeah. I think first then he went out to Elrington. Well, I'm not sure which way. No, I think he might have went to Elrington first because I think he died at Belbert.
Elrington and then to Belbert, then up to Elrington Central.
Yeah.
Belbert, and up to bloody...
Way up the bush.
Yeah,
from Queensland.
Remember the
run round. And the electrical field that you're in there was just pit work.
Where it?
At Central, yeah.
Yeah.
How did you come to get associated with the
power?
The power.
Well, in the previous job at Berriman, I had control of the supply and distribution from the powerhouse networks.
Yeah.
Not actually control, but I
was
instrumental in running. And that was noted in the application, which had no bearing at the time on Aberdare Central. But 58, the offer was made to move in here and take over
the
town light as we can. Ken Robson.
I was just going to ask, Ken Robson was the one immediately before you. And who was before him?
Dave.
Here, was it? And before that, Dave
Murdoch.
Where did Dave go? Well, go on before
Dave.
That,
Jock Murray.
Jock Murray, that's that red-headed Murray.
Right.
And was he the first?
I didn't come back with me. I didn't saw me. No, I don't think he'd be the first. He'd be close to it.
He'd have to be early. Because power, when did power first come to Extended then? When or where did we first get power?
Well, as I can make it out, each of these Caledonian collieries. Had their own powerhouse, their own generators. And they were...
Do you know what year they started?
Not when they actually started. If I hunted around a bit, I probably might find something of that. But Aberdare Central... pretty certain that the drift at Aberdare Extended had the date of 1906 over it.
At the top, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 1906 or something.
I don't think they had power then, did they?
Oh no, they put their own
power. Yeah. When?
Well, it would be... There are photographs around of the excavating the dam for the powerhouse.
The big old dam near the soccer ground.
Yeah,
the big dam. Was that for the soccer ground or for the boilers?
That was for the boilers. That was the connections.
Right
for the boilers.
Yeah.
Now, whether there's a date available on that, They photograph Arthur Glenn has, I'm sure, or I did have it, and I'm sure Arthur Glenn has a lot of those old photographs. We found some down here that couldn't put a date on. Old photographs. Like, there's a photograph of Ernie Wright because of boy. And there's a photograph of somebody recognised some character in this with the turbines running.
Yeah.
You know,
this is that extended.
Yeah. So back in the 1920s, that would have had to be. Early 20s?
No, they were well before that. I was in Sydney and I was doing a bit of research in a family tree, and I met a young fellow, and he didn't give me his name, but he was searching his grandfather, who had come to Cessnock either in May or June 1908,
yeah.
And he came here as the powerhouse dynamo attendant at Aberdare Extended Colliery.
Yeah.
And his name was Albert Henry Williams. 1908. He thinks that he was the first attendant. He thinks he was on a little cop.
That could be pretty true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what, from what I can hear, before that it was all steam powered haulage and, you know,
at extended.
At extended. Everything before that day.
I'd go along with that, the machinery they'd have had here, that I'd certainly see it, but I would say it would have had to have been steam.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have had the capacity in the generators to run it. See?
And you wouldn't know what early plant they had then at that period.
Well, I'm sure those photos are down there.
The photos of it?
Yeah, you could get an idea of...
Well, what do you think they were?
Look, I'd have to look at the photograph again.
Yeah.
I'd only be guessing, okay? But what was that extended? Was more or less duplicated at Aberdare and at Aberdare Central.
They had the same at Aberdare Central? What did they have out at Central then, when you went there?
Oh, when I went to Central.
Were they getting their power from... They'd be getting their power from Cockle Creek at that stage?
Well, the big transmission line went in.
Yeah. 1927.
And I can show you now, I have a copy of it here, virtually the original order for the big
pylons.
No, winding engine at Aberdare Central. Which is why the power line went in. The winding engine at Aberdare Central was bought, designed, built. In 1929 for Metropolitan Vickers in England.
Yeah.
12 months delivery, ex works.
Yeah.
£29,000.
Yeah. What?
In 1929.
What did you say it was, a Vickers motor?
Metropolitan Vickers were the, I think they were the design, but it was Metropolitan Vickers unit.
It was a winding engine.
It was a complete Ward Leonard controlled winding engine.
What did you call that again?
Ward Leonard.
Yeah.
W-A-R-D-L-E-O-N-A-D.
Yeah.
It's a system of controlling electric DC motors.
No, that was DC.
Oh, that was DC in the wind, but they had a great big
transformer.
Made a generator sets. Well, huge.
Yeah.
And it had. It generated the DC, the actual winding engine.
What was the generator then that was doing that? What type of machine was that?
Well, we had there was a 650 or 750 horsepower AC motor driving the generator. So the Cockle Creek powerhouse virtually was installed to supply the electric winding engine at Aberdare Central, and at the same time one went in at Aberdare.
Yeah.
Very similar, a lot smaller than that. So they had to have power
to run drive those generators.
Right.
Yeah.
Who
designed those generators? Were they the same people, or were they?
Oh, it was all through Metropolitan Vickers. Yeah.
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 Can I
get that? This is one of the things that helped me get the job at Aberdare Central. Was that I had a lot of experience in this method of control of a DC winding. And it was reputed to be the biggest in the Southern Hemisphere. And it was beaten by one in South Africa, if I understand.
The winding engine.
The whole complex, it was a beautiful machine. It was one of the grievous days of my life when I saw it carted on a bloody lowly rubbish spring. Now,
yes, there's been some tragedies in this area when they
talking of winding engine, I hadn't been there very long, and I etc. And a winding driver called called me over one night. And he said, "Look, there's something wrong with this." She said, "Those needles, a big meter." He said, "You shouldn't do that. I think I'd do that normally." And I said, "Look, what that is?" Yeah, well, you know, I hadn't been into it. So I decided then, I'd meddle in a bit. So I came up with a...
Got some history on it.
There's what they are. And I made this out for anybody who was ever involved with that winding engine. They know what all the bits were. And the method of running it. And so on. But if you're interested in size, oh, that's the actual.
Can I take this? I'll return it to you.
No, that'll be for me, Jack. But
I'll
find this order, because that to me is something. There's my appointment. Indeed, you're called the Folly Elder.
Actual date of your appointment is 19th of March.
Hey, that's close, isn't it?
Spot on, that's 30 years ago. What did they have, while you're searching for that, what did they have at, before the big, this big machine went in?
Steam.
It was steam.
Oh, big steam line, there you go. Good, a fairly huge thing. And
was it steam driven on the, what's it called, just steam driven on the plant? They weren't generating electricity.
No, they were generating electricity, but not for the winding.
Steam
winder.
It was a steam winder.
And they're huge. Yes, a huge steam winder.
What, you wouldn't know from memory who ran that one.
I have an idea. I wouldn't like to get that into Sweden, but I have an idea of that steam winder. It was mounted originally at the shaft, the central shaft, the one that was taught to the feet. And I understand the pot heads, etc., came from Cobar, the structures, wheels, and the electric winding engine, and it all took them, was mounted adjacent, but behind the steel line, so ropes went the same way. See, so they built this, and they just had to change the ropes onto the big drum. And pulled that engine out. Now, always in front of there, there was a shaft, and the main crankshaft of that. I'm not terribly certain.
whether that did go to Glen Cavanagh. There's a history behind that, a story behind that that team one in the centre. And then, of course, they even up till the place closed in 1966. They had a steam winder on what they call the upcast of Misha.
Yeah.
And it was a great little unit. As a matter of fact, the Miners Federation made a film. Did you know that?
No.
When we had at the club tonight?
Remember,
they called the Keepers of Coal.
Yeah, that was.
It's a movie.
And that was on the old steam.
And it shows the other essential steam upcast shaft winder, and it shows the electric.
I would say that
in 29 that the whole shebang was changed over to electric, yeah.
The lockout was on and the power had only just recently got here with the power line coming from Copper.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. And then of course, was this three colleagues were tied together by a little luck.
Yeah.
Even in the first instance, they did. I can recollect the six of them even, you know, never dawned on me that it may be at some value, but certainly didn't dawn on me that there would be no record. But you could see some of these switchboards marked from over there, the extent of, you know, the main, the old switchboard, the old marble
switchboard.
Yeah.
They could turn the power on.
I think it's swing, yeah.
Yeah, or either way.
That helped. Mm.
Mm. Well, going back again, as the history as you know, what happened in the Cessnock for lighting in, apart from the pits? Let's digress there for a minute. How did the power get to the Cessnock? Was it that they had a surplus, or was there...
It appears to have been a consistent throughout the industry, and if I can digress for just a minute, the South Coast, I'll take Colcliffe, who generated their own power.
They supplied
the little village.
Yeah.
Calder of Scarborough.
Yeah.
Even in my time, I can remember, was still there generating a boiler right on the road Oxford Pub. And then the mine of Hill.
Yeah.
Now, every mine
did the same thing.
Its own little hill.
Yeah.
Now, Central did Kitchener.
Did Central do Kitchener? Oh,
yeah,
I know that.
And extended.
Don't
remember. Belberg did there. Paxton
did a bit too, didn't
there.
Yeah.
And of course Richard Mark Heaven.
Yeah.
All generated a little
bit. Did Aberdare supply Aberdare?
Oh, now whether Aberdare was tried, I suppose it would have.
Yeah, I'd say
it
would
have.
I'd say
it definitely would have.
Yes.
I'd say it would.
And was the biggest plant here in extended or at Aberdare?
That I couldn't answer. I don't know the capacity of it.
Yeah.
I do not know. We might find out. No, I don't know. The
old Tom Mather, would he know that?
Well, Tommy was Hibbert.
Yeah, but I mean, would he know
that? He may.
He's an old man, that's what I'm trying to get into. He's vivid, yeah. You know, he might do.
He may. I don't know whether this fellow was the original superintendent of Copper Creek, what it called, Louis Whiteheart.
Who is he?
Now, I understand he's still alive.
Yeah.
I think I met a couple left. At Foster at Christmas. Who? Sure, they said old Louis still alive, and I could give you his.
Yeah, you know him, do you?
Thank God, he definitely is in this one, son. I think I can find him.
Yeah, who's this, the Whiteheart?
Oh, well, Lou Whiteheart, Louis, Weikardt.
Say that again, W?
W?
Yeah.
Weikardt. Louis Whiteheart, yeah, that'll be, yeah, it'll give you an idea of the pronunciation. Whiteheart might be W-Y, for all I know.
Yeah.
Now, he was farewell from the company by giving him an armchair just after I started. So he'd been with that company a long, long while. He started, I think he was here when it was pretty, at Copper Creek. Oh, at least, he was, I'd say he'd be the original superintendent.
Yeah.
Now, these people...
I've got a fellow who says he might be able to give me some information on Copper Creek. He's a fellow named Ernie Lambert. He says he knows a fair bit of the history because he's written a dam.
Yeah, he
would. He said, come and talk to him. He's on the program one day next week.
Yeah, you've got... what about Sean Fletcher? Is he your football, Sean?
No, he's still
there. Lives at Down Beach.
Sean
Fletcher's the big engineer of Caledonian Collieries.
Can I start? Yeah. How old is he?
Still retired.
Was he one of the originals?
No, he wasn't. He was J.N.A. Brown man originally. But he was in the job, he was a chief engineer.
Yeah.
Coming down in Collieries long while, right at 52.
Yeah.
And he handled, personally handled Copper Creek. Because he would have a fair idea of
you're getting back into the year when Copper Creek came into it. I was actually trying to get back into power into Cessna.
Yeah.
And, well, let's talk...
Well, see, Louis Whiteheart,
yeah,
and probably Cyril, but certainly Louis Whiteheart,
yeah,
I think would have some
knowledge,
memory of them.
Yeah.
Even possibly George Bainbridge.
Somebody else told me about George. He lives in Warner's Bay.
Yeah, well, George's
got his address here.
Yeah.
Warrenora. No, George. I've got an address for George. I've got that. We might need a little bit.
I think he was here all his bloody life.
Yeah, he was at Panorama Parade, Warner's Bay. But back in those, in 1927, when the power line came, then they gradually put that into all these other little generators dropped out, did they? At Aberdare and Stanley.
Oh, once
the Copper Creek came.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They just scrapped all of them. Even
the
one at Central.
Oh, yes, I'd say they scrapped a lot.
And they just scrapped a lot.
I would say so.
And then what about how did Bellbird and Paxton come in on the...
Oh, well, you see, this is the logical progression for a long while with Bellbird Supply Bellbird.
Yeah. They were still supplying it in 1931.
Bellbird, right?
Yeah. Supplying Bellbird Township.
Now you want to know when Kelly took that over?
Yes.
Okay, now the agreement, I flip it to the other was Chloe.
Yeah.
The original agreement of Kersley Shire. Was that really Kersley Shire?
Yes, that'd be true. And that's with Clary.
Yeah, they wanted it years ago, I think. I think they locked all that stuff up.
Still down there.
Yeah.
And when they took over Kersley Shire, then they supplied all the pits.
Oh.
See, the pits that went out further, there was Milford and Maitland, Main and Pelton. These all had their own
generators. Pelton, I'd say, had its own generator. Pelton had steam.
Yeah.
I can remember the big steam engine on the main haulage of Pelton. But Kelly supplied them, and when they first took supply, I would make very early in the piece.
Yeah. Well, they're not so early a picture, you know, probably more in the... They were only in the progressive stage in about 18 when they first started putting board, and they were very slow getting away. It wasn't until after the Depression that felt really kicked.
Oh.
And then Dave Haldane came sort of... It was a very slow progression problem.
Well,
it's gone now. But
now, Maitland Maine was...
I don't ever remember anything of Maitland Maine.
Not in the context of steam, no. You know, like steam generator for that. Normally it's our old
buildings.
Yeah.
I don't get more anything over that. I can't see where they had dams and things, are
they? That's right. That's true.
Can't see where they would be. They might have had it, but I can't see it.
So they couldn't come in. See, they were supplied the transmission line system. Came up from Copper Creek, and along the way, it fed to West Wall's End, Killingworth. It would have gone into the old Wall's End or West Wall's End, but it wasn't in the very early days, I imagine. I'm not too sure of that, but I know that it fed Killingworth, Coggery, and then it came up over the mountain to Mulberry, and then to Aberdeen Central, and then through to East End.
Wasn't there a branch out to Paxton?
Yeah, out here, at South Sisson, a branch to Millburn, to Maitland Maine, to Paxton, well, to Maitland Maine, and to Lingo Township, and of course, Belmont.
Did they feed back at all to Paxton? To Richmond Main?
Never until 19. Well, in approximately 1952 or 53, Richmond Maine, down and around, put a feeder through from Richmond Maine, and that would take care of Paxton's generation.
They weren't on Cali's?
No, Paxton was never on Cali proper. No. I think there could have been a set of links there that could have put them on. But Paxton Town was even on Joan Abraham. But that feeder went through. As a matter of fact, Ian Beckman was a surveyor of it.
Was it?
Yeah. That went through in the very early things, say, 1952. Then, when the Electricity Commission was formed, and put out the edict question, there were no more generations to be allowed by private customers to sell. The place remained static except the fact that the amalgamation of grounds with Cali came in May. Actually, the two stations got tied together and via this feeder after the domain, and where it crosses the one from Queen Central.
They linked together.
We made a switching point.
Mm. And that, when was that, in fact? In the 63s. 64s, when the takeover was
made. Yeah, just around about the takeover, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's when Hunter Valley was created, Hunter Valley County Council. Or was it before that?
No, it was before Hunter Valley. Before 60, when was Hunter Valley 62?
62, there.
Yeah. Oh, Hunter Valley County Council was formed, but we still supplied Hunter Valley County Council in bulk.
From Copper Creek and Richmond Lane.
And from the Commission, yeah. We supplied all this area in bulk.
Yeah.
Supplied the County Council.
Yeah.
They bought on us. But we pulled from the Commission. The combined stations, us, came from the Commission either up here
yeah.
or at Richmond Lane or at Copper Creek.
the other way, and whichever way the...
Yeah, it could be possible.
Yeah.
And then we had, when we decided, when it was decided to join the two units, or the two systems, the engineer in charge of the commission of glucose electrolysis, Kim, and he attended the inaugural switching.
At Central.
At Central.
What year was that about?
Well, that'd be... Well, hell, I'm sure that's... When was the amalgamation?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get when you were... Well, when you came in, when did you come into town lighting? In
58.
58, so it's after that.
Oh, yeah, it's in the 60s. It's been 62 or 63.
Yeah, but that was when
we joined the two systems together.
Yeah.
At
Central.
So that gave us, we had a commission feed into Abbott Dam. Now that was commissioned, I can date that pretty well because it was just prior to me coming here, So you might as well say 57, that was the first time the commission was at Abbott Dam through. Through our own things to extend it into the system. That was tied in there. It would be 57, I'd say. There.
Well, when you came in 57, you were in charge of the town lighting altogether, weren't you, as well as the pits?
Yeah.
And what areas of the... Cessnock were covered under your jurisdiction then.
Oh.
Was Cessnock proper? You'd go to Nulkabar, did you go to Brankston, Breedon, those places?
No.
What about the Kersley Shire?
Kersley Shire was amalgamated with Cessnock Shire.
Yeah, well, but did you go the whole lot of the Kersley Shire?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well,
didn't that take in Breedon?
I don't think so. Oh, no, not as far as we were, put it that way.
Not as far as well, where
not
did
far
you...
as we were concerned. We finished.
Abermain. You didn't go into Abermain at all?
Yeah, we went to.
You went to Chinatown.
Where the Catholic Church is in Abermain. That's right.
Oh,
cool.
Yes, that's right.
On the garage corner. That
that was your cut-off point.
Come in, mate. Yeah, that was there. Right over, Alan.
Yeah.
When you first come up.
And this is private.
Yeah,
no, prior to accepting the job in
1952, yeah.
Later Ulroy.
Yeah.
Into the VA Lodge.
Yeah.
We came from where I'm going to sit and pick them up and off we set. Pouring bloody rain through it was the weekend of the Cameron handicap, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the weekend they come up. And no accommodation any bloody way. And we eventually found Roy had a cousin in America. And we eventually docked there for the night. We couldn't get accommodation.
Because of the races?
Yeah. And then we set off the next day to find Cecil for the kitchen. And the rain had eased up. Then it was a Sunday. I can remember Grandma as we turned the corner into Kitchener and went over the railway line. She said, "Oh my God!" And she saw it.
Where did you come in the first time? Did you come into Cessnock?
Yeah, Kitchener. Went straight to Kitchener.
How did you get to Kitchener?
Oh, we came up from Maitland, right into Maitland.
Yeah.
And came from Maitland up.
Yeah, and you came
through Neath.
Through Neath.
And down through Mitchell Street. And we asked somebody down where the lifeguard is now.
Yeah.
Where is this Kitchener? I can remember. And so, and the big thing that struck me on the way out was all these little villages in those days. Seward. Bloody Seward Park, you know, the fence house.
Yeah.
I remember that. Because in Berriman we weren't. I soon learned the bloody difference when we got to Kitchener. But yeah, Grandma said, so we ran to the corner and went over your railway line.
Yeah.
And saw Billy Smith's houses.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Here and there.
Well, were you up alongside of Harold Pikes?
Yeah, in that group before. Yeah, they were the first one, which is the range up there. But when we pulled up from, I think there was a painter working.
Yeah.
And I tweaked that this would be the setup, these group of houses opposite the cottage.
Yeah.
So I didn't speak. Spoke to the painter.
Painted your house?
Oh, yeah, he was painting everything for us.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, my daughter, when she was that age, she'd be about five. The footprint should still be in the yellow paint on the bloody door. He let us in. She had one look at the bloody outfit. I want to go home. Bloody fuel stove.
Yeah.
The bathroom had water heater. We were a bit lucky. Old Bill Ray was. What I can make out of old Bill, his bath heater was a bit of.
Who was the manager then, Hemingway?
I'm sure you know, Pekeithley.
Pekeithley,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When I went into the West, we went and looked at this bloody bathroom. It hanged from the ceiling, or like a big, big beetle, and a bit of chain. It was this, about an 8-inch steam pipe, so 6 feet long, with a plate on the top, plate on the bottom, a tap out, you know, and it feeds up to a shower. And an element stuck in it. And there she's hanging out of the bath.
This is hot water.
We just got a brand new house. This is hot water. Anyway. She wants to go home. Oh, shit. I had another couple of jokes about that. I said, well, it's very, same day. It's 24 hours, 7 days a week, so that would be beautiful. Oh, it's coming virgin, it would be beautiful.
This was the old one that they...
this is the electric one.
That one that we talked about there.
29. Yeah. It's still running.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, boy, I can see it. Beautiful. Even though it was like a mess, you know, all dark. And when I, so I saw Johnny Bowler, first chance when I was going to start, and he came up and, oh, you're pulling something. I said, Mr. Bowler, I said, if you want to keep my wife here, I said, I'd like an electric stove and a decent bath. You've got one? I said, I told him, the whole bastard, he never told me. But sure enough, and a bath, you know, well, that made things a little more comfortable. You know, in the days, you took what they bloody had in it.
They were old houses, but weren't they?
Oh, look at this. Come on, I'm pulling great.
Yeah.
I think they came from Abernethy. They came from Abernethy.
These might have come from Abernethy. Some of these were I'm just guessing, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that was a fringe bit of joke. In those days.
Yeah.
Find that you get down on your knees and ask for a load of horseshit to try and grow a potato. Or you get George Walker down and tell you that the tire flanges are worn off the wheel.
Yeah, that was a funny guy, that.
And tell me he's back in the business.
Is he? Back where?
Yeah.
Oh, back in the...
Poor
old George. He was such a character when he was a young boy. I used to get out in that street, down Vincent Street. I can see him there still at the store, preaching like all the hells of fire and all the rest. And he'd go out to the pit and he'd swear. I never heard a man that could swear worse than George.
He's on 2 minutes. He just the one bass, whichever way he went.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. No, 3 minutes, that's right. One at church, one at Adam.
But is his wife, did he still live with his wife?
Oh, yeah.
What happened that he got off?
He
got funny, I know, but...
Oh,
yeah. he was way off.
Yeah, okay. Things they talk about, I've seen happen. But apparently, he's.
Tell me, let's go back into the past a bit again. When you first came to Sex, like you were saying, you were doing Dwabber Main, Town Line. Were you also doing Belmer?
Yeah.
And Paxton?
No.
Paxton was on Maiden?
Paxton was on
Browns. Or was on Browns. What about Ellalong? What about Maitland?
When did we take Ellalong? Wait on, let me think about it. We had Paxton.
Milfield. Ellalong. Where did Maitland come in? Maitland had a line going over the back, didn't they? They did Mount View or something.
No, we put the line over there.
Did you?
Yeah, we put the line over to Mount View. Oh, well, Ken did, just by a 5 metre gap, that line went over to Mount View. Oh, yeah, that was all part.
Wasn't there some problem where Maitland had had power coming around, Cessnock somewhere?
No, they went out to
Colvin, was it?
That was really the founding of the Hunter Valley County Council.
Yeah. I'm talking prior to the Hunter Valley County Council. Maitland Council had charge of the power, didn't they, prior to the Hunter Valley? Or did they?
No, I don't know. You've got me stuck. When did Frank Steen left here? He left here to
go with the Hunter Valley.
Right, Hunter Valley County Council.
But prior to that, what I can't find out, and nobody can tell me, where did Greta get its power from? Somebody says from Maitland Council. Maitland had Walker.
Oh, perhaps a commission chair.
Well, it might have been owned by the commission, but Maitland was sort of serviced the area. So I'm told.
You want to know if Maitland can fill you? Yeah. Right on that Noel Prompter. He's retired, ex Hunter Valley County Council. Noel Prompter. Very nice
He told me about the Greta area.
Yeah, he did. He could confirm dates of what I'm telling you a lot of this too. He was instrumental in right through it then.
Well, back then you did all that. Did you get to Wallaby on Caledonian Corries?
No.
You didn't get that far.
No, that was, I can remember we took a survey of what people were going to use. They were going to have a fry pan and a stone and bloody, that's about it. Now, companies would have been a tenant.
And in 58, when you came, you had a crew like, I don't know whether old Tommy Wood was still there with them, but Eric and all that, they were on the...
Jimmy Dury was the chief.
Was on the vehicle.
Jimmy Dury in the form.
Yeah.
Joe Blackadder. If you want to see something really historic, if you reduce this in size, you'll see. There's Cessnock, and there's where all the streets, the transformers, and that's back when Joe Blackadder was on the
road. Oh, isn't that one?
Right?
He knows that himself.
Yep.
Oh, Blackadder didn't know that road.
Yeah.
Hey, I can get that condition.
Yeah, he did it himself.
Yeah, but I can get that fixed.
Well, okay, if it's any good. Any value to it, yeah, I've got it in 50
years. Yeah, it's of interest. What are they, all those little significant little marks?
Well,
so you say...
Well, here's the reds. The reds is
But they were, the power line.
That's 33.
What's HIS? Yes, what's that? HI?
High tension.
Oh, high tension.
High tension switch.
And FL? F? Oh, fuse links. Fuse links, that's what it is.
And it's all there. Like he had his own...
codings.
Yeah, this was... Water he'd be on standby, but he'd that himself in the field. But that's a Cessnock, of course.
Yeah.
But that's what Joe went. We did have the big plans for the rest of the whole system.
I'll borrow that with those other things and I shall return that to you in due course. It is a value. It's historic value because it's there. But, Ian, then, when in 58, with all this team, then you were in charge of all the electrical power as far as the town lighting, and in 62 it all went over the Hunter Valley. And did you cease then anything to do with it. But once Hunter Valley took over.
The company maintained its own. The agreement with Hunter Valley, County Council was.
Was that with your Kersley agreement?
Oh, no. See, there was a Cessnock agreement, there was a Kersley agreement, and then it all.
Oh, you had a different agreement again for Cessnock as well as the Kersley Shire?
And then it became Cessnock.
Yeah. Is that still in all down in your...
I'm sure it is, yeah.
The Cessnock one as well?
And it should be the first quotation on Mercury Vapor Lights on Vincent Street.
So would I, because that's in history. That's just what I'm looking for.
I wouldn't throw it away. The first quotation from Mercury Vapor Lights on Vincent Street. But irrespective, yeah, the agreement was reached that we would supply Hunter Valley County Council with power, they would buy from us whatever the rate was, the going rate, and the company would maintain its commercial distribution.
Say that again, you had an agreement that they were, the County Council was going to buy power from us. From Colgrove Creek?
Yeah,
from Richland Main? Or from Colgrove?
Well, they bought from Richland Main prior to the amalgamation.
Yeah.
They bought from Richard Main.
Yeah.
And they bought from Browns, they bought from Heaven, and they bought from us.
Yeah.
Or Kelly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when the show amalgamated...
It became Coal and Allied.
Yeah. Coal and Allied.
Yeah.
Well, that tied the whole